FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Nehawu in KZN has backed calls to strengthen the bargaining councils, saying they are under threat. This comes after Labour 20 warned countries against undermining employment laws. At last week's G20 roundtable in Durban, delegates raised concerns over gender pay gaps and workplace inequality. R20 says some countries are failing to uphold labour laws, weakening unions' ability to protect workers. KZN's Nehawu Ayanda Zulu agrees.
We definitely share the same sentiments here in South Africa. Resolution 1 of 2018 in the Public Service Coordinating Bargaining Council was eroded. As we speak, many countries' unions are on the streets to defend their right of collective bargaining, their right to strike. So as the union, we agree that we need to ensure that the working environment is conducive for workers.
Premier Tamin Ntuli has called on communities to stand together and assist police in the fight against crime. Ntuli made the remarks at the Oasis Church, where he attended a Good Friday service in Umlazi yesterday. He says crime levels impact not only the province's economy, but the livelihoods of the people.
We live in fear when there's crime in our province and in our communities. Community policing, for some of us to volunteer as safety structures or community safety structures so that we fight against crime in our areas.
Embrace technology. Don't forget to send the elevator down, and it's okay to pause. Those were some of the messages shared by headline speakers at this year's Mancosa East Coast Radio Business Breakfast at the Durban ICC this week. Former Miss South Africa Rolene Strauss encouraged attendees to share their expert advice with others.
Last, have you picked up the phone and say thank you for someone who has meant so much to you personally in business? Who are those sunflower farmers in your life? But most importantly, what type of sunflower farmer are you? Are you handing out your seeds, your secrets? They always say success leaves clues. Are you leaving clues behind for those who might be on the same path as you?
And Ukraine says Russia launched 8 missiles and 87 drones in an attack on 5 regions across Ukraine overnight. It comes as Donald Trump insists he is not being played by Vladimir Putin, but says he may give up on peace talks with Ukraine and Russia if progress isn't made. The US president had previously said he was confident he could do a quick deal to end the conflict. Former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Jim Townsend thinks Trump has a new plan.
He's got a longer game, too. He wants to really do business with Putin and with Russia. So he wants to get Ukraine kind of out of the way so that he can deal directly with Putin and do some things that he has in mind.
That clip is courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour: KZN's National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union has begged calls to strengthen bargaining councils, saying they're under threat. For the Newswatch team, I'm Gunogu Hlemalinga.